I would like to thank everybody for all their
they've given to me,
all the food that you've given us,
the work that
I also want, brethren.
They really
are eager for us to let you know that they love you,
our debtors,
and they appreciate
the love that you have shown
by fighting for us.
So I want to take this.
Tonight I'd like to talk specifically to the children, and I've got a few, they weren't volunteers, but more or less, that are gonna help me out. When it's time, I'm going to say a reference, and one of the children will stand up and read that verse. Please read it nice and loud and clear, kids, okay? Let us start with Proverbs 20:11, okay? Okay. Any saved child is saved the same way and for the same purpose that an adult is saved. By grace, through faith, for purpose of good works. The same as an adult, that child is indwelled with the Holy Spirit, and he is a temple of God. He has that Spirit in him to help him in victory in this Christian walk.
Amen.
The same as an adult, he is exhorted to run the race, which he entered when he was saved. Okay? So, my question to the children, are you known as a brat, as a monster, rebellious, disrespectful, negligent, lazy, or obedient, honest, trustworthy, faithful, hardworking? These are questions necessary for you to answer, because as a Christian, you have a responsibility.
Amen.
You have a testimony that you need to be concerned with. You're in a race. When you're in a race and track, it's to win the prize. You're not just there just to stand. It's to run and to win. And we are in a race. Tonight I'd like to talk about this three-step prize-winning testimony, okay? The first step, obedience. This, because you have to. Because if you don't, well, there's big-time consequences, no? You know, there's the rod. there's these consequences that you don't have a choice, okay? You kids tonight, you're here because your folks brought you, right? We hope that if your folks can't come, you'll get a ride here.
Yeah.
If your folks can't have divorce, in the day, I pray that you're reading your Bible on your own too.
Amen.
I pray that you will obey not only in the home, in school, that you're respectful to authorities, to police, to teachers. I pray that you understand that you need to be obedient to someone all your life. If it's not to your parents, it's to your husband, or it's to your boss, or it's to God himself.
Amen.
So we always are in a position of obedience. Colossians 3:20. Obey your parents in all things. That's where most of you are right now. But you know what? Some of you are getting beyond obey your parents. You're leaving home. You're beginning to live by yourself. Now it's God. If you're under God, right, he's the top dog anyway, but now he's the one right over you. You don't have parents to protect you now. You don't have parents to guide you. Now, it's you and the Lord. You also have responsibility, and that's because it's right, or because we should. You know, I mean, these are things that are right, that you should. Your chores, okay? Do them. Not because there's somebody there with the rod, if you don't. No, because it's right.
Amen.
Schoolwork. Are you a good student? Do you have a testimony there? Are you living up to your responsibilities? Homework? Obeying? Sitting in class the way you should? Or are you one of these little monsters that they have to put you in a cage in order to teach you something, you know? That's a shame. That's a shame. Are you reading your Bible? You know, a Christian has that responsibility. Read, please, John 5:39. Search the Scriptures. You have a responsibility to be searching the Scriptures. You know, we teach other people that they shouldn't believe in people that are not really, shouldn't believe, that you shouldn't believe just because somebody's told you something. That you need a base. The base. The base is the Word of God.
Amen.
And so, if you all are Christians, just believing your folks, just following your folks, you know, you're just as bad off as those that don't know the truth. You're just as bad off because you don't have that base. That base needs to be the Word of God.
Amen.
Something that you know, that you've searched, that you read, that doesn't change, you know? So I exhort you, read your Bible daily.
Amen.
It's part of a need of Christians. You need to pray. that communion with the Lord is so important.
Amen.
And I'd like you to read 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Okay, that was a hard one, wasn't it?
Pray without ceasing. The Lord, for some reason, wants us to talk to Him. Wants us to talk to Him about everything that's going on in our lives.
Amen.
And He says, cast your cares upon me.
Sure.
And you know, in this age and time, we have many teenagers, many kids trying to kill themselves or killing themselves for the stress and the problems that are in this world. You know, it's because they don't have the Lord to run to.
Right.
They don't have that consolation that the Lord is in control. You know? And if you all keep your communion with the Lord, you have somebody to run, somebody that'll help you, somebody that will not leave you and in your problem without at least being there. You know, letting you know that you're not alone. You're not alone. Witnessing. You have a responsibility to be witnessing. You know, you kids are in a mission field, a great mission field. Children, many times, my ministry is children, but many times they do not listen to me. They think I'm just an old fogey, you know, that I don't understand the things that's going on in their lives right now, that, you know, well, you know how it is. You probably think the same thing right now. But I tell you what, you are in a mission field that is so important, and
right.
You are part of it, and you have the opportunity, you have the word in your hand, you can win those children, you can win those to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can put your hand in there and pull them out of the fire, and I say do it, if you can get to those kids before they are contaminated by this world, boy, is it going to be a lot easier on them, is it? And you're going to win a reward for doing it. Isn't it something? We have a responsibility, and if we do it, we get a reward for it. Isn't that a blessing? Giving. Just a second. I have a verse for witnessing. Romans 1:15-16. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Please, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
It saved your soul and it'll save theirs.
Amen.
We need to be bold. Amen. We need to not be afraid of our peers not liking us or laughing at us or just whatever the case. Don't be ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Tell it.
Amen.
Tell it. And you know what? It's not going to get easier. So if you're in this race, start now.
Amen.
When we, when we're wanting to be an athlete, for example, you kids that want to be in the Olympics or in these sports, you want to be a great soccer player or football player or basketball player or track star. You're going to wait until you're an adult to start practicing and running? I doubt it. I doubt that you're going to wait until you're older. You know that you have to start now, that you have to start young. Because if you wait until you're older, you're not going to be a winner. You know, you're wasting time. And that's the same in this race, spiritual race that we're in.
Amen.
You know, you got to start now. You got to start now. Don't wait.
Amen.
We don't know if the Lord's coming back tonight. And if He's coming back tonight, do you have anything to give Him? Do you have anything to offer to Him? Have you done anything for His name? You know, okay, you're saved. Praise the Lord, you're saved. Is that it? 1 Corinthians says, as by fire. You know, you're saved. No reward. I pray that you get going in this race now. Don't wait until you're older. Don't waste time. I was saved when I was 35 years old. You know, that's a lot of time wasted. A lot of time wasted. And I'm sorry that happened, because I had other opportunities, I'm sure. But it didn't click, you know? It clicked with you guys. Save the others. Save the others. The third aspect, or the third step in the prize-winning testimony, is to do it willingly.
Amen. That's right.
Please read 1 Corinthians 9:17. Okay, you have a commitment. You have a commitment. And if you do it willingly, there's a reward for you.
Amen.
There's a reward for you. And I praise the Lord that you have a lot of time, we hope, that you're going to be able to gain rewards, all kinds of rewards. Because if you start now, you're going to start winning souls now. And I pray that you do it willingly. Also, when we're talking about giving, you know, that's a responsibility too. I forgot to mention it in responsibility. But giving, oh no, you don't got a lot of money. But I bet you get lunch money. Or I bet you sometimes you get an allowance, you know. Why not put part of that aside for the Lord?
Amen.
You know? It's not the same thing if you ask mom and dad to give you money to go put in the box.
That's right.
Well, then that's their offering. That's not yours.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if it's part of the money that you had to spend, you know, and you didn't spend it on yourself, you saved it for the Lord. Part of it, you know, for the Lord. The part that willingly you're giving, that's what counts.
Amen.
And that's what is your responsibility. With this willingly, it speaks of attitude. These things you want to do because you want to, not because you have to, because you want to. And you know that gains you the extra credit. You know, in school when you do some extra work, you get extra credit. You know, that's this. This is willingly with a good attitude.
Amen.
How many times do you have to do things anyway? And oh, it makes it so much more miserable, so much more difficult. It's just you know you're going to do it, but you're going to gripe about it the whole time. You know? No, do it with a good attitude.
Amen.
Do it, and it brings you so much joy, and then that's extra credit even. Please read 1 Corinthians 9:24. Whoops, that's mine. Okay. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain."
Amen.
Like we said, the race started when you got saved.
Right.
Are you still at the beginning of the race?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you're not even gaining any momentum. Start running. In 1 Samuel 3:4, it tells us that Samuel, as a child, when the Lord called him, he answered, "Here am I."
Yes.
I want to ask you, are you running the race so as to obtain the prize? When all this week, you know, we're talking about missions, we're talking about telling others, we're talking about getting involved in things of the Lord, doing it. Are you listening? Are you saying to the Lord, "Here am I"?
Amen. 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 Amen.